This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. So this week's Haftorah, the Haftorah Parshas Balak, which comes from the Navi Micha, speaks about the kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, that Hashem did not allow Balak or Bilam to harm us, which obviously is appropriate for this week's Parsha. We have the Pasuk, Ami Zecharna Ma Yo'atz Balak Melech Mayav Uma Ana Oisai Bilam Ben Ba'ar, which is the subject of this week's Parsha. So now we come to a very interesting Pasuk. V'haya Sheiris Yaakov. And then that's the first pasuk. And then v'haya sheiris Yaakov bagoyim bekarev amim rabim karyeh b'vahamois yar kechvir bedreitzoin asher amavav ramas v'taraf v'yein matzil. The remnant of Jacob will be among the goyim, among many nations, like a lion in the forest, like a lioness in a sheep, in a group of sheep, asher imavar v'ramas v'taraf, that if it comes and tramples and tears, there's nobody to save it. Well, says the Ben Ish Chai, a very interesting question. There's a very perplexing issue that bothers many very deeply. We all know the great blessing in store for those who learn Torah. We know the Torah is Nosen Es Chayim V'Toiv Al Yisrael. Like we say, Ein Toiv Ela Torah. Like it says, Ki Lekach Toiv Nasati Lachem. So the question is, here we are, we're in the Galus, and we have wonderful yeshivas, and we have wonderful shiurim, and we learn Torah every day, and we have nothing good. We have no toiv. We're in the galus, Nebuch. We're chaser mikol. We have no. Where's the toiv for the loim day Torah? And the answer is a very important insight in life. No news is good news. You know what good is? Good is not, well, I didn't win the lottery today. Good is nothing good happened to me today. You know what good means? Yeah. When nothing bad happened, that's good. You had a very good day. You had a wonderful day. You got here, you drove in the car, and you actually made it here. And you got here, you walked, you crossed the street uneventfully. What happened today? Boring. Boring is great. If you don't have to call the doctor, and nobody's calling you, and nobody's bothering you, not the government, and not the doctor, it's a good day. Chalk it up as a good day. Here's the mashal. There was a lion. The lion was eating, and he had a bone stuck in his throat. And he could not get out the bone. Of course. And the lion was endangered. And a bird was flying by. And the bird had a very narrow beak. And the lion said, Birdala, do me a favor. Birdie, do me a favor. Please put your beak in my mouth and remove the bone. And the bird did so. And the lion was cured. So the bird said, Lion, what are you going to give me for healing you? And the lion said, I never saw such a... Have you ever seen in your life an animal go into a lion's mouth and not be consumed? That should be enough of a reward for you. The fact that you were Yatzah B'Shalom is enough of a reward for you. So you came into my mouth and you were Yatzah B'Shalom and now you want more reward? No, the absence of bad is the biggest good. Likewise here, Klal Yisrael in the Galus were one calf. We're surrounded by thousands of lions. We're a little country in the Middle East. Surrounded by who? Chaverim, Yedidim, Ahuvim. People who love us, support us, adore us. Here we are in America. We're a minority. Surrounded by who? Surrounded by our admirers. The biggest taiva is that we're in the mouth of the lion and somehow we're still at it. That's the biggest taiva. Ki kol bal chai that goes into the mouth of a lion and is saved, that's the greatest taiva. So this is what it means. V'haya she'iris Yaakov bagoyim. Look at the pasuk. V'haya she'iris Yaakov bagoyim. The remnant of Yaakov will be among the goyim. Bekarev amim rabim. So you say, where's the good? Where's the taiva in this world? The answer is, will be ka'ariyeh b'vamos. Yeah, realize that we are living in the forest. We are living among the lions, that if they would merely pounce on us, one of them could destroy the whole flock of sheep. So realize that it's shaloi kidarach ha-teva for us to exist in these circumstances, in this environment, and still be alive and kicking. Therefore, ein lecha toiva gedoyla mizu. Hedar hara is nachshav letoiv eitzel Yisrael. And you know why? It's b'schus ha-teira. It's b'schus ha-teira. Okay, next offering. Bama akadeim Hashem ikaf lelokei maroim hakad menu ve'olois ba'agolim neishana. How can I advance to Hashem, humble myself to the God on high? Can I give Him a karban oila? Can I give Him an egel b'nei shana? What can I possibly offer to God? Says the Chida in the Nachal Sarek. In the name of the Rabbonei Ashkenaz, he says a very interesting idea. He says someone who is humble and is considered in his eyes nothing, and all the toivus of Olam Hazeh is hevel havolam. When he's mekayim a mitzvah, Hashem does not have a taina of mi hakdimeni. That means like this. The Medrash tells us, you know, we have a certain chutzpah. We put tefillin on and we say, Hashem, reward me. We put on a mezuzah and we say, Hashem, reward me. We put on tzitzit and say, Hashem, reward me. Hashem said, wait a second. You have things completely backwards. I gave you the arm. So I started. I gave to you. So when you wear tefillin, you're paying me back. I don't owe you anything now. You owe me. That's why you put on the tefillin in the first place. I gave you the home. So you put on the mezuzah. You want reward for the mezuzah? I rewarded you before you did anything. There's a concept, mi hikdimeni v'shileim, who came before me that I should have to pay you? However, if somebody's an anav, somebody doesn't value, somebody says, oylam azez, hevel avolim, somebody who's not machshiv, possessions and property, so then Hashem has to reward them, because Hashem can't say back, I gave you the... this world is hevel havolim. Somebody who taka values gashmias and olam hazeh, so Rabbi Hashem said, I don't have to give you schar, I already gave it to you. But somebody who's mahabel ha'olam, so there's a taina of mi hikdimeni v'shilem. So in a sense, if somebody has this attitude, he's makdim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the midah of ma, like Moshe Rabbeinu said, ma, v'nachnu ma. So the pasuk says like this, Bama akadem Hashem. With the midah of ma, with the midah of humility, I could precede God. Meaning, if a person is a baal gaiv or values this world, Hashem doesn't have to give reward. But bama, with the midah of ma, with the midah of anivos, akadem Hashem. I advance Hashem, and now I have a right to get schar. Says the Chida, he continues. The Chida continues, he says, actually, we know this is something we once spoke out. The word ikaf is 101. That's a remez one should learn, review their learning 101 times. So the Nabi says like this, Higid l'cha adam, he tells a person, da, ma toiv, that which you say, you're a ma guy. Right? What's the next pasuk? Higid l'cha adam, ma toiv. I'll tell you, man, ma is toiv. The midah of ma is toiv. It's good not to value this world. It's good to be humble. It's good to think of this world as if it doesn't exist. Nevertheless, you say, well, if this world doesn't exist, then justice is not that important. And chesed is not... You need water? You need some money? Money is nothing. Why should I give it to you? What do you need exactly? Kavod? Kavod is hevel avalim. What do you need? You need parnasa, everything's hevel avalam. So what's the point of mishpat? Who needs chesed? So the Navi is saying like this, Higi l'cha adam, ma is toiv. But ma Hashem dorish mimcha, is you still have to do mishpat b'payal, and you still have to do avas chesed. Okay. Continuing on, look at number 6, on this pasuk. Higi l'cha adam ma toiv, u'ma Hashem dorish mimcha, ki masis mishpat b'avas chesed, two very interesting things from the Sefer Tzavarei Shalah. There's a concept that all the Yud Gimel Midos, a person cannot darshan on their own. In other words, the kid, I'm going to make a gzer shava. It says, Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Leimar by Batayor Echaima. And it says, Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Leimar by Brismila. So therefore, you have to do Brismila on top of a Batayor Echaima. Okay? Or it says, Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Leimar by Kiddush HaChodesh. And it says, Vayidabar Hashem Moshe Leimar by the mitzvah of tzitzis. From here we learn, you have to put tzitzis on the moon. Right? I'm making gzer shavas. No, you're not allowed to do that. You have to have mesora to make a drasha. However, there's one thing you're allowed to do on your own. What are you allowed to do on your own? Kal v'chomer. Now, how do you say a kal v'chomer? Ma da 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 na 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 na. Right? That's how you. Kal v'chomer is always introduced by the word ma. So it's like this. All the yud gimel midos shatarn reshem, you need a rebbe, but except for kal v'chomer, this is what it means. He gid l'cha adam ma toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already told us through the Torah what's good, ain't toiv ela Torah. Everything needs a Kabbalah from your Rebbe up to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he gid l'cha adam atav. God already told the person everything that's good. Uma, but making a kavachomer, Hashem dorish mimcha, that God asks of you, that you got to do it yourself. So he gid l'cha adam atav. God already told us all the Torah. But uma, when it comes to the midah of kavachomer, then that Hashem Doresh Memcha. Okay, one more. There's a very interesting machlokes. Maybe this is something that we'll discuss closer to the Yom Naram. And that is, we all know that if you insult your friend or you did something against your friend and you ask Hashem for mechila, you don't get atonement bein adam lamakam until your friend is mechil bein adam lachaver. What if like this? Person did two averos. One is he hurt his friend, and the other is he wore shatness. So, and he wants to do tshuva on shatness. And he doesn't want to do tshuva on the fact that he insulted his friend. So is the fact that he has an avera, bein adam lachaveroi, is that going to prevent him from getting kapara on his bein adam lamakams? So is the shita of the Ma'ari Pinto, the end of Yuma, that averos, shem bein adam lamakam, Yom Kippurim is not mechaper unless you get kapara bein adam lechavera. It's a very big chiddush. It's a very scary chiddush. In other words, the whole Yom Kippur doesn't do anything until you have a clean slate bein adam lechavera. So it says the chida. Lefi zeh, he says in number 8, Inami pirsha mefarshim atzne alecha simalekecha shetosh of elav bein adam bein atzmai. You should walk humbly with God. Do tshuva privately. And not like midas basar adam. What does that mean, do tshuva privately? Normally, if you insult somebody, the guy usually would like, he sometimes will not forgive you unless you come together with other people to make a whole big commotion out of it to ask him for mechila. God is not like that. Now, the Ma'ari Pinto says at the end of Masechta Yuma, Averoi shmein adam l'makam yom ha-kippur mechaper, Averoi shmein adam l'chaveroi, ein yom kippur mechaper, ad sheyiratzas chaveroi. You know what that means? That if you have averos bein adam lamakoim, and you have averos bein adam lachaveroi, and you do tshuva on the averos bein adam lamakoim, Yom Kippur is not mechaper even for averos bein adam lamakoim until you do tshuva on the bein adam lachaveroi. This is merumas in the pasuk. Ma Hashem dorish mimcha. What does God ask of you? Ki emasos mishpat bi'avas chesed. First, correct what is between you and your friend. B'shalem. Then, v'hatznei alecha samalekecha. Only then you could do tshuva between bein adam l'makayim. Says the chida, if you have averos bein adam l'chaveroi, then tshuva bein adam l'makayim does not work. Not just if you have a sin against your friend, God won't forgive you for that sin unless your friend forgives you. God won't forgive you for any sins. However, says the chida, this is what I'm in Tigil Lecha Adam. Okay. However, says the Chida, I personally do not agree with the Shita. I personally question the Shita Ma'ari Pinto. And now the question is, so what does this pasuk mean? This pasuk will have to read differently according to my interpretation.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.